Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Mark Wahlberg's here.
Chicago, we love you, baby. Come on.
Afternoons on the Score.
You know, it's good to own land. It's not bad to own 326 acres in Arlington Heights.
What have I been saying? I don't know. Real estate. Buy real estate. Buy land, AJ. Because God ain't making any more of it.
Yeah. We got a press conference on Wednesday. They're going to show us some renderings and hugs and handshakes with city officials and stakeholders the day before they draft Caleb Williams. So, I know there's already like a video that our social team put out of me with my initial reaction as the news was breaking. And I haven't watched it back, and that's all fine. But I mean, I was really just like kind of processing it as it's come and gone. It just feels short-sighted for the McCaskies to buy the land, to want to own the land, to then use the stadium to build up everything around the land, to like really give them some serious, serious FU generational wealth. Not that they obviously don't have it. I understand that. They could sell the Bears tomorrow and have $6 billion. But the city's still going to own it. The city's still going to own it. I'm trying to think about like, what would the renderings need to show you guys to make you be really impressed?
It would have to be floating on the water.
Obviously, other than that.
With definitely that.
Yeah, that's number one for sure.
I would be impressed just with the engineering alone.
Yeah, because it's a big stadium. Yeah.
I mean, I'm impressed with anything just shiny, you know?
Yeah. Good glass.
I'm an idiot. So I just like, give me a lot of glass, you know?
Yeah.
I want a picture maybe of the Super Bowl,
yep,
you know, so I can really put it in my mind, like, oh yeah, the Bears could win a Super Bowl here. Remember those times?
I never could imagine what it would look like.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love if, unlike the White Sox, they spelled Chicago right in their renderings of the stadium.
Good idea.
That would be a plus for me for sure. Maybe a Caleb statue already.
See,
Danny's building it.
I'm in. They can have the one that's in my backyard. Not a problem. I was thinking
life size, perfect for cuddling.
He's a good little spoon. I was thinking about it. Do you put on the video board Caleb Williams?
Yeah, 100%.
That'd be a good move,
without
right?
Without a doubt, yeah.
I think so, too.
You can't do that. If it's not for Wednesday, anyway.
It would be funny.
Oh, it would, yeah.
It'd be funny. QB13. Just you know, like kind of nameless, faceless, but you could see that the guy's name was 13. Put him on the board.
Tyler Scott's like, the price just went up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It'll be, Kevin Warren would frame it as a win. Do you think it is? Because I don't. Now, I know that I don't live in the city anymore. I know that. So, like, say, dismiss my opinion on it entirely. But they clearly wanted to own 320 acres of land, build a stadium on it that they own, so that when Taylor Swift or Jay-Z or the Final Four or whomever play in their stadium, they get the revenue from that, and the residential properties and the parking and the restaurants and the sports book and whatever else they put on the land, because no stadium is 320 acres. Like, that's what they wanted. And this, I'm sure, will look great. And maybe they even have figured out a way to make pathways to the lakefront, you know, rebuild bridges so that it's an easier walk.
They will.
Right? Like, that's,
and they'll go underground.
Yeah. What I'm sure they will have a solve for that in the renderings, and they will make this more appealing. And the columns will stay, and there will be green space, and they'll show pictures of people picnicking among the columns and history to the war monument and to everything that they'll make it look great. But at the end of the day, if they built a domed stadium in Arlington Heights, they'd get a Super Bowl and a Final Four. And if they build a domed stadium on the lakefront, they get a Super Bowl and a Final Four. But at one, the city gets the revenue. And on the other, the team gets the revenue. Is there any way that the McCaskey family looks at that as anything other than a failure?
Okay, here's the thing. And this might be morbid. I don't know if this is morbid, but in my nature, I'm going to say it anyway. They know Virginia doesn't have a ton of time left. That family is still worth $2 billion.
Yeah.
At what point do you think they're weighing what matters more to Bears fans, relocating to Arlington Heights with a nice stadium and they make a ton of money, or they still have a ton of money and they see an overwhelming amount of Bears fans would prefer the team stay within the skyline?
Is that true?
I think so.
I don't see data on that. Like, and I'm not saying that an overwhelming majority prefer Arlington Heights, but I have not in the years that we've now talked about this, however long it's been, since we had Bill Curtis on and that first thing came out, I don't get the sense that there's a ton of outrage about the Bears going to Arlington Heights.
I don't think there is, and maybe it's fake outrage, the stuff that is out there, but I think when you're given the option of a brand new stadium regardless,
yes,
and you have the option of Arlington Heights or iconic city of Chicago,
yeah,
where I won't say the majority of the state, but about half the state, about half of people who are going to go to see Bears games, it's closer for them to come to Chicago. If we're talking west and we're talking south, it's closer to come to Chicago.
Sure.
If
sure.
you have those two options, brand new stadium, majority would still pick Lakefront.
Okay.
Because we don't care how much money the McCaskey family makes,
No, and
I do.
Yeah, yeah,
of course.
Famously.
As much as possible, you know?
Famously. to that point, Shane, I've tried to reiterate that all the time. Like, there isn't really much tangible benefit that a Bears fan would get on the football field from it. Because there's a floor and a cap. You can only spend so much, and every team in the NFL has enough money to sign anybody that they want. So, because the NFL teams do not make their money locally. So, like, yes, I agree. Like, a fan should not care about it. I was saying, is there any way the McCaskeys don't look at it as a failure and a disappointment if they end up in the city versus Arlington Heights? Because they would care about the money and all of that. And maybe you're saying it's a family business and there's no difference between $2 billion and $5 billion or whatever. My late father would have said, you know what the difference is? $3 billion. Like, that's the difference.
But how much do you need?
I get it. And maybe they'll never sell. Even though it's a big, weird family with a lot of different people who some probably want to sell and some probably don't, and the whole thing. Sure, I understand that argument. It's just I don't know how you could possibly make that stadium not a pain in the ass. I'm very interested to see. But Lakeshore Drive is going to be there in the renderings. We're in agreement? Lake Michigan is going to be there in the renderings.
It'd be hard to not include it, yeah.
right. And where the columns are has to remain green space. So it's going to be the same thing.
But it'll be nicer.
It will be nice.
And it won't be ugly. And yeah. you'll fit 80,000.
I guess.
Maybe 85.
I guess. It'll probably be...
And also, Danny, it's going to be a little bit more south.
Yeah, right. It's going to be a couple hundred yards more south.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
that's
different.
That changes everything. That changes everything. Wednesday at noon? Maybe I'll go. Where will people park while the stadium's under construction? I desperately want to know the answer to that question.
Floating parking structure out in the lake, I think.
Like, they're building it on the few thousand parking spots that they currently have.
Yeah.
I guess everyone is shuttling from McCormick Place?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Man.
It sounds horrible.
That sounds like a logistical nightmare, huh?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you should get out there on the Blackstone. When those buses start piling up to take people back to their cars.
Ooh, yeah.
Smashburger. Yeah. Captive audience.
Yeah.
Captive audience.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. All right. Huh. Well, yeah. What a weird day. What a weird day.
For what other reason?
For what other reason?
Yeah. What other reasons making today weird?
Passover.
Oh. Shane, do not say Jew holiday. You mean Drew Holiday is what you said. You said Drew Holiday.
And Rosenberg's laughing. By the way, happy Passover to Al. And for all of our Jewish friends, we know this is the start of Passover. The Seders will start tonight. And be safe when you drive home from wherever you're spending that Seder.
Was that an email or a text?
Text. I still have the screenshot in my favorites.
Yeah, can you send it to me again,
sure,
please?
No problem.
Yeah, thank you. Like, we should be able to quote The Wire on this show. Yeah, just share that. Shane, don't say Jew holiday. Drew holiday. It's very confusing. I get it. One of the all-time mishaps happened today. And the offender seems to be doubling down, which is always a hilarious public relations strategy. You'll understand next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.